Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Mike Butchkowski from the Bisons. Thank you all for coming out on this very special day for Buffalo and Western New York and the state of New York. We are here on the morning that the first Major League Baseball game to be played in Buffalo in over 100 years is scheduled for tonight. The Miami Marlins will play our Toronto Blue Jays, and everybody is very excited. I know you've all had a chance to see the transformation that has taken place at Salem Field. What the Blue Jays and Major League Baseball have done to make this ready is nothing short of incredible, and we're happy to be here to assist and to welcome them to make Salem Field their home for the remainder of the 2020 Major League Baseball season. So it is my pleasure to get started to introduce the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of New York, but more importantly, a neighbor and a longtime Buffalo Bison season ticket holder and supporter. Please welcome Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul.
Thank you, Mike, and I could not be happier today for countless reasons, but 2020 will be remembered for two major reasons. One, people will always think back to the year that Major League Baseball was disrupted because of a global pandemic. But number two, if you live in upstate New York, you'll always remember that 2020 was the year that Major League Baseball returned to Buffalo, New York. And for that reason, this is a fabulous day. We welcome the Toronto Blue Jays. We thank them for coming back to their home, making it their home away from home. We know that at least half of the players have spent time here in Buffalo, so they know what a warm and welcoming community this is. They also know how to not dive into the controversy of Duffs versus the Anchor Bar. They probably have already figured some of these local issues out. But that being said, we want to look back just for a few moments. And the thought that there could be even a stadium like this, a ball field of this caliber in downtown Buffalo, came from an earlier mayor, Mayor Jimmy Griffin, who for 16 years governed the city of Buffalo and is immortalized in a statue right here. But also, on behalf of Governor Andrew Cuomo, I want to also point out a little fact that his father, Mario, who had played some minor league ball, was here for the groundbreaking in 1986 with members of the Rich family. So there's many names that brought us here today, and also to the Rich family for their long-standing commitment to the city of Buffalo and to the Buffalo Bisons that brought us here today. This is a glorious day. And to think about how far this state has come, we didn't know just a few short months ago that what had once been the epicenter of a global pandemic, highest infection rate in the nation, would now be able to open our arms to Major League Baseball because we drove down that infection rate to now the lowest in the country. And that's why for baseball teams from all over the nation, when they come to Buffalo to play ball, they will know that they could not be in a safer city in all of America. And that is a statement of fact. This is the place to be. Not just because it's friendly, not because we have upgrades here that now make it a world-class facility, which we're going to benefit from in future seasons, but also to know that you are safe when you come here. And we're going to hear about some of those upgrades that have been made, not just to the physical plan, but the precautions that are being taken so when players come here to visit, our visiting teams know that they'll be safe when they come to Buffalo, New York. That's an important message to get out there, because in order to get our economy going again and to regain our confidence, our country, and I say countries, Canadians and Americans, need to know that there's a sense of normalcy that's returning. I can't think of a better way to say that we are on the verge of becoming back to our old ways, becoming normal once again, than introduce Major League Baseball to our community. So that's why this is a significant day. We thank the mayor, Mayor Byron Brown, for the substantial investments made by the city. I want to thank our governor, Andrew Cuomo, for making sure he put out the welcome mat to teams like the Blue Jays to call this their home away from home. So any team that comes here, you've got a fans, you may not see them in person, but they're out here in the streets and they'll be celebrating in their homes and thinking back. And yes, people think that 1905 was the last time we had Major League Baseball here. I'm a little bit of a movie fan. I'm going to go on a limb and say it was actually 1984 when the New York Knights played here and Roy Hobbs did some awfully good things in this community on behalf of creating a film that is now legendary and associated, linking Buffalo to baseball forever. So it is a natural fit, in our opinion, that the Blue Jays play right here. And we thank you for your faith in our community, your faith in the state of New York. And we cannot wait to say play ball. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor. It's my pleasure now to welcome the Senior Vice President of the Toronto Blue Jays, the quarterback of everything that has transpired here in the last 3 weeks. Her and her team have done a fabulous job. Please welcome Marnie Starkman.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. Could definitely have not done it without the Bisons and all their support. This year in the baseball season has been like no other for all of us. But that makes today even more special as we celebrate what we're calling our home away from home opener with all of you. As you already know, the process for us to determine a 2020 home season was no exception to the unprecedented year we've all been through. But the openness and creativity, partnership with the Bisons organization, Major League Baseball, and the government leaders brought a huge relief and excitement to our team. Western New York has welcomed Blue Jays players and fans to their home with open arms for nearly a decade. And let me tell you, that warmth has been felt for all of us that have been here the past 3 weeks. I'd like to specially thank the Lieutenant Governor Hochul. Thank you so much. Mayor Brown and County Executive Polling Cards for your enthusiasm and support. And we're excited for first pitch tonight. And to really call Salem Field home for the 2020 season. I'm going to pass it on to our President of Baseball Operations and General Manager, Ross Adkins. Thank you.
Thanks, Marnie. I just wanted the honor to be able to thank the Rich family and Mike Buczkowski. As many of you know, the journey to the major leagues is through the minor leagues, and the Blue Jays' journey has been through here. I was once with the Cleveland Indians as a minor league player, and aspiring to get to the major leagues with the hopes of passing through Buffalo, which I never made it to Buffalo. And one of the funny texts that I got when we got to the point we made the decision and we got clearance that we would be able to play here was from a former minor league player, Huck Flinner, who texted me and said, "You finally made it to Buffalo." So we are very, very glad to be here, very grateful to Bob and Mindy Rich, and very grateful to Mike Buczkowski. Thank you for the warm welcome, and let's play ball.
Thank you, Ross. And now I'd like to welcome a great friend of the Bisons, our mayor, Mayor Byron Brown.
Thank you very much, Mike. Well, finally, it is game day in the city of Buffalo, New York. Here in Buffalo, we're very proud to be the home away from home for the Toronto Blue Jays and to host the Blue Jays Major League season right here in downtown Buffalo at Salem Field. I want to thank the Buffalo Bisons organization, Mike Buczkowski, certainly the owners, Bob and Mindy Rich. I want to thank the Blue Jays organization. They have been tremendous partners with the Bisons and with the city of Buffalo. We have been their AAA affiliate since 2013, and it has been an absolutely great relationship. That's why when this was a possibility, I felt very comfortable as mayor rolling out the red carpet for the Toronto Blue Jays with my colleagues in government, our Governor Andrew Cuomo, our Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul, Senator Chuck Schumer, our Majority Leader of the State Assembly, Crystal People Stokes, and our County Executive, Mark Poloncarz, and many others that said early on they wanted to see the Toronto Blue Jays play their home games here in the city of Buffalo. So the day is here, Buffalo is ready, Salem Field is ready, and we are looking for a championship season for the Toronto Blue Jays. Now let me just end on this note. So many people know that I grew up in New York City and alternated my rooting between the New York Mets and the New York Yankees. Came to Buffalo at 17 to attend college, and many of the reporters have been asking me, well, Mayor, who are you rooting for in the 2020 Major League Baseball season? Well, the Toronto Blue Jays, of course. On to a championship, Blue Jays. Now, it is my great pleasure to introduce another incredible partner in government, the Majority Leader of the New York State Assembly, Crystal People Stokes.
Thank you, sir. And really quickly, welcome to Buffalo. Welcome to Buffalo. I want to honor the Rich family because years ago they had this dream of having Major League Baseball played here in the great city of Buffalo. And that's a dream sometimes that you have to have. You don't know how you're going to get it, but you have to have that dream in order to make it a reality. Now, none of us would have ever thought that we would have to go through a pandemic to get a Major League team playing in Buffalo. But we have to take it like it's given. And I say thank you and welcome to Buffalo. And I want to join the mayor. I'll be honest, the only time I watch baseball is the World Series. And so I'm going to look forward to watching the World Series this year as the Toronto Blue Jays move forward. Let's play ball.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.